Rahul Gandhi has politics in his blood. His father, grandmother, great-grandfather were all prime ministers of India. But the 43-year-old Congress leader is having a tough time as India heads to the polls this month. His party, after 10 years in power, is trailing in all the polls. The opposition leader, Narendra Modi, has been drawing big crowds. Poor Rahul keeps making gaffes. His big TV interview generated dozens of spoofs. He just can't seem to get a break. When I heard Rahul Gandhi was coming to address his first meeting this election season in Kolkata, I had to check it out. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The meeting was at the foot of the Shahid Minar, a 157-foot-tall monument in the heart of the city. It's surrounded by bus stands and pavement stalls selling cheap gym bags and t-shirts. As I reached the monument, processions of Congress workers waving flags and chanting slogans were heading there as well. Except they were heading into a storm. It was around 3 in the afternoon, but the sky was menacingly dark. The roadside stalls were turning on the lights. As the first fat drops of rain started falling, the marchers picked up pace. As we rushed into the tent, it started to pour. At least the tent is covered, I thought. Alas, the rain first seeped through in a fine mist, which soon turned into a downpour as much of the roof was ripped off by the 40 miles per hour winds. The rally became a sea of red, white, and green plastic as some 10,000 people upturned their chairs and turned them into makeshift umbrellas. Fights broke out about the ownership of chair umbrellas. "No one leave, the storm is like the Congress storm that will sweep the country," shouted an optimistic, dripping man standing on his chair and trying to retain control of his bedraggled flock. But then the rain turned into pelting hail. The lights went out and the Congress storm became a muddy stampede towards the exits. A group of women stood huddled under a piece of tarp while a man selling tea from a kettle growled, "You come to make 500 rupees and you'll have to take medicines worth 5,000 rupees. Bedraggled posters of Rahul and his mother Sonia gazed mutely down at the fleeing hordes. A few enterprising young men put a billboard of Rahul to good use. They turned it into a makeshift umbrella, holding it above their heads as they scurried through the downpour. By the time the squall was over, people were standing around, some men without shirts, some just in their boxers, wringing their clothes dry. The entire ground was just a sea of mud and upturned chairs with dangling electric wires and naked bamboo scaffolding. But business resumed stubbornly. First, the men selling lemon tea and coffee started doing their rounds. Then the peanuts guy showed up. Finally, the man selling hot fried vegetable patties from a little tin box. In the midst of it, the sun finally came out and a helicopter appeared overhead. "There he is, Rahul, Rahul," shouted those still milling around. There was a new stampede back through the slush towards the podium, shouting excitedly. Women with their saris hitched up to their knees complained as men clambered on shaky plastic chairs, wobbling in the slush and obstructed their view. Rahul came, Rahul waved, Rahul shook a few outstretched hands, and then he left after about 7 minutes because there were no microphones working. Even the gods seemed to be against poor Rahul that day. "Oh, he's gone," complained one woman who didn't even get to clamber up on a chair to see him. "Yes, at least he came to see us in all this disaster," replied her friend. His party might have been planning "All Hail the Chief," but poor Rahul met with a different kind of hailstorm. Damply from Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.